What is up, podcast community? My name is Michael Chernow, and this is the Creatures of Habit podcast. Habits are everything, and on this show, I will be interviewing some of the most inspiring, motivated, and high-performing humans on the planet to learn about the daily habits, routines, and rituals that help keep them focused, determined, on top of their game, and ultimately, happy. My journey from the depths of addiction and misery to success as a family man and serial entrepreneur was only made possible by replacing bad habits with great ones, and my mission in life today is to share that story and the story of others with you to bring value and life-changing tools to as many people as possible. So sit back, relax, and pay attention, because what you hear in this podcast today can potentially change your life. Let's go.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Creatures of Habit podcast. Today, I've got a friend on the show, an amazing dude. His name is Richie Van Houten. He is a professional boxer. He is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He also coaches some of the most elite professional MMA fighters and boxers in the game. He's also got a whole nother side of his life. He's a husband. He is a real estate broker. He owns a real estate company. So he's an entrepreneur. The guy's in some of the best shape in the world. He's one of the coolest dudes I've met in the last year or so, and I'm fired up to have him on the show. Richie, welcome.
Awesome, brother. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, the Creatures of Habit podcast is a show that I have developed to really bring value to the community. It is all about habits. My life has been built around breaking bad habits and making good ones. Yep. And I believe that, you know, when we think of practice, you know, we think of sports predominantly, right? Like when people are like, oh, you know, practice is something that you that athletes do to get better. However, practice is not something that only has to be done in the sport arena, in the musician arena. Practice is something that we can do in our life from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed. And so I like to say, you know, habits are essentially consistent practices on a daily basis that help us be better just 100%. In life. You know,
100%. Couldn't agree with you more.
And I just know from my experience as a martial artist as well, really at the end of the day, martial arts is what set me up for success in my life. I mean, I was in a really, really bad place, making really bad decisions consistently. So my habits were absolutely terrible. And somebody brought me into a Muay Thai kickboxing gym and kicked my ass and taught me about integrity.
Tumbling.
Yeah, dude.
I think the one thing for me is martial arts has not only been great for you mentally, right? Because like as a man with ego, like you start doing these martial arts and you're like, man, this guy's beating me up, or I got to figure this out. But also the discipline of just showing up daily, I think has translated over into my life as an entrepreneur, as my life as just trying to be a better version of myself each day. So I contribute majority of it all to like martial arts. You know,
I think when you speak to any martial artist, most of the time they will tell you all of the success that they've had in their life has really been introduced through their discipline and dedication to martial arts.
100%.
I mean, it's just it's a really interesting way to, and it's not, I mean, fitness in general obviously gives people an amazing platform to feel good about themselves and to win, but martial arts specifically, and I think that's why a lot of kids start in martial arts so early, because it's not only about performance, it's about, or looks, it's about learning discipline.
Yeah, and I think it becomes a lifestyle, right? So like when it comes to lifting or just like goals, like, hey, I want to get in shape for a wedding, or I want to get in like super toned, when you achieve that goal, you're like, oh, I did it. And then you kind of fall off. Same with like fad diets, right? But I feel like the discipline of martial arts is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So it's like continually learning, continually evolving. And if you don't have those disciplines in place, like showing up every day, you're not going to continue to get better, continue to learn and stay in that, like in that growth mindset, right? So I feel like martial arts has definitely set me up in that, and it's carried over in other areas of my life. And I mean, yeah, it's everything for me.
The value in the podcast is learning about people's habits and routines. Yeah. Really, like the goal is to dive in, to understand what you do to get to where you've gotten on a daily basis? What does your morning routine look like? What does your evening routine look like? Are there specific habits that you've implemented throughout your day to keep you on your toes in the efforts to being better? You know, I it was so interesting. On the way here, I had about 2 hours to kill on the train, and I was writing. And I was thinking about, like, what was the motivation for me launching Creatures of Habit? What it means to be a creature, right? The first thing that came to mind for me was that we are wired, we are hardwired to run towards comfort as opposed to run towards fear.
Yeah.
For million years or however long we've been walking on the planet, fear is something that has really either motivated us for the very, very, very small percentage of people, or completely made us turn the other way and get out of there as quickly as possible.
Cripple some people. Cripple. Right? Like,
What do you think it is about fear? Why do you think you're a fighter? You're an acclaimed fighter. You have the experience to also coach and teach and mentor fighters that are far along in their career and also in their infancy. So what is it about fear? How does fear play a role in your life?
I think a lot of people answer questions in their head and they play them over. Because I think as an MMA fighter, it's the mentally toughest sport out there in the world, right? You train to fight somebody else. To get in the cage, you can be knocked out, humiliated, and your career can just fall down. There's not a ton of money until you get to the high end of the sport. So like, you're going through every day training hard in all these different aspects. It's not just one aspect. It's like you're doing jiu-jitsu, you're wrestling, you're kickboxing, you're boxing, you're doing strength and conditioning. You got to worry about so many different elements and you're not making a ton of money, right? So I think the fear of if I'm not successful, all this is a waste. If this guy knocks me out. So it's a lot of what if this happens, if this happens. So I always try to change the narrative in people's heads. Like, even if this happens to you, even if you get knocked out, your family still loves you. You can learn from this experience. You get to wake up the next day, like, you're blessed. So go out there and just have fun to perform. Like, don't think so much, because the fear will cripple you, especially like you get on the cage, you freeze. And if you freeze, you lock up, you're not breathing properly, you don't see clearly, and you just don't perform. So to be able to get your mindset to a place of like, hey, I'm just gonna go out there and perform. I get to do this rather than I have to do this. And even if I get knocked out, or even if the worst outcome happens, I'm gonna be fine. So
replace what for even.
Yeah.
I love
that. So what if this happens? It's okay if it does. Even if it happens,
I'm still
good. My wife loves me. I have a team that supports me. I, you know, whatever else you have, like, we're blessed in this country, right? And you're blessed to have the opportunity to fight, I always tell these people. So, you know, you have the skills. Just go out there and learn. And I think the best test to actually learn about yourself is in a fight, is in the fire, right? Like, is in a big meeting, in like a presentation or whatever it is. That's how you really learn how you can handle something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but what do you think? Like, there's got to be, fighting is scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I know from experience, it's scary. No matter, I mean, I trained for years and sparred 3 days a week and had a few fights. Like, for me, I there was never a moment where I was like, this isn't scary. It's always, there's always an element of fear in it. What do you think it takes for someone, or do you see a common thread amongst fighters in the fear arena? Are they fearless?
I don't think fear is something you should avoid, because I feel like anytime there's fear, it's attached to something you care about and there's a bigger outcome, right? Like, if we were online to go on a roller coaster and you're afraid of it, you'd be like, I'm nervous, man. I don't know if I want to do this. As soon as you finish, you're like, you have more of a rush and you're like, let's do it again. Same with like a cold bath, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you got to work yourself up. You're afraid, you get in, you do it. But then afterwards you feel like this joy, this like adrenaline rush. So I feel like people thrive off that, the fear of like getting in there and then like the dump from that and the adrenaline that they get from that. So I feel like if you're not afraid, you don't really care about the outcome as much.
Mm.
So you have to just be able to know how to manage your fear and like turn it into a positive rather than let it like cripple you. Everyone's afraid the fight.
Everyone's afraid.
Everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand. We launched the brand with a product called The Protagonist. It is a superhuman oatmeal. It is not just regular oatmeal. It is plant-based, dairy-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, packed with 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, probiotic, digestive enzymes, truly the best thing you can put in your body to kickstart your day. Used as a pre-workout meal or a post-workout meal. This is a meal, everybody. This is not a snack. This is a meal. It is perfect for on the go. Use promo code KOHPOD20, the number 20. That's KOHPOD20 at checkout when you pop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That is creatures with a K, creaturesofhabit.com. We appreciate you. We love you. And now on to the pod.
If you had a piece of advice, and then we're going to get into the routines, but if you had a piece of advice for somebody, and let's push fighting aside for a minute, because of a very small percentage of people actually, you know, pursue fighting.
Yeah.
But if there's somebody that's just genuinely terrified of taking a step, taking a leap, they know there's fear there. It's in their face. It is like burning hot.
Yeah.
Is there a piece of advice that you can give that person to potentially make them want to just take the step and face it and push through it?
I would just say, like, you can control what you can control, right? So whatever's in front of you, just take the step, and you can control what you have to handle at that moment. Don't worry so much about what's to come or what's ahead or what's long term or what can happen to you. Because you change the narrative in your head that might not actually be true. Mm-hmm. And you're like building something up that's like you shouldn't even be afraid of. It's just like, okay, what am I dealing with right now? All right, or what do I want to do? What can I do at this moment to push me a little bit closer to that?
Mm.
So I do like this stuff with my fighters and my real estate agents. I go over like three things that are going to push your business forward in the next 90 days. And it'll be like whatever it is, if it's making prospect calls or if it's showing up to train that extra day or the extra road work or, you know, whatever those three things are, then I say three things that are going to hold you back from hitting those goals, right? Or from doing those. And a lot of 99.9% of the time, all three of those are feelings and emotions. So then I'll go over their goals and I'll tie it to something that's really strong to them. Like if their mom is sick, they have to put her up in a hospital, right? Like, and they need this money to get there. So now it's like, okay, if this is important to you, you're gonna skip over your feelings and emotions to do the things you're gonna need to do to get to this, right? Because these are just things that are gonna hold you back, like the fear, right? Like that's an emotion, right? So it's just taking action, and I think it's just really setting a goal and understanding what your why is. Like why do you, like, and really diving in to that why. Right, it's not like, oh, I just want to open up a business, be an entrepreneur, and work for myself. But why, right? And kind of really dive in to figure that out.
I think that's one of the hardest things for most people to do, because if it's not clear as day, you can dig around for a long time and try to understand like what is motivating me to want to do this.
Yeah, and I feel like I have my, and it changes, right? Like I feel like I know mine, and then I'm like, oh, maybe, like. You know, like there's different seasons, right? So like sometimes I tell people too, like to have grace on themselves. Like don't like, yeah, I have routines, but if I fall off track, sorry, my phone's
all good.
I'll turn it off. But if I fall off track, I'm not gonna stay off track. I'll be like, okay, it happens. Like I have grace for myself.
I think that is such an important thing to mention, specifically coming from like a guy who really, I mean, I am very regimented, very, very structured. However, it's my lifestyle. And so if I choose to sleep until, I mean, for me, sleeping in is 6:30, right? Mm-hmm. So if I don't get to bed till 11:30 at night, I know how important sleep is. I'm not gonna sleep 4.5, 5 hours and potentially destroy the whole day because I am like a habit guy and I have to be up at 4:45. Yep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think having grace is so important, and also making a mention, because we're going to dip into our habits and routines right now. Like, you know, this is the ideal scenario. This is probably what you do most of the time. But anybody listening, just know that like perfection is unattainable. Yep. It doesn't exist. And it wouldn't be worth trying to hit it, right? Like my philosophy, sort of piggybacking on what you said, is fear tends to be a feeling and an emotion, and 90% of the time it's made up. It's unrealistic. It doesn't actually come to fruition. It's something, it's a story that we start writing about the future that hasn't happened yet. And if we can have self-awareness, and if we can sit and say, holy shit, I am afraid of this thing right now that is absolutely unrealistic. It has not actually happened yet, but I am wasting my energy right now that I could be focused on really taking steps towards getting to this place. I'm wasting my time thinking about that. Let me bring it back to the present. And there's a bunch of habits and little things that I do to sort of get me to recenter, to reset. I think those are really important. But I love what you said about like really focusing on what's in front of you, because focusing on what is 4 days down the road isn't really going to help you much.
Yeah. I think too, capturing those thoughts and asking yourself, is this true? Right? Like sometimes you build something up and you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm afraid of this. And then you get there and it's like, it wasn't even true, or like that didn't even happen. Like you build up these narratives in your head. So I think like capturing those thoughts and being like, is this actually true? Like, what am I putting thought and like attention to this? It's not even true. You know, like, so I think like sometimes questioning those a little bit more, right? Those feelings. But yeah, I mean, I think I saw one of your podcasts or something you posted about like the 80-20 rule too. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I'm 80% of the time as well. Like on the weekends, I'll splurge and eat bad, or maybe I'll sleep in a little bit, but you know your body, you know when you need extra rest, you know if you're like, you know, traveling, or you're like in the season where you're like, oh man, I'm gonna get sick if I don't like slow it down or maybe sleep in today. So I feel like you have to learn to have grace for yourself.
I think that could be one of the most valuable pieces so far, if not the most valuable piece that we say today. Like, people, have grace for yourself, you know? And that doesn't mean like allow indulgence to win every time, because that would defy the purpose.
Yeah.
You know, we're inundated with distractions today. There are so many ways for us to be comfortable and not have to progress. Comfort tends to not to prevent progression. It really does. And that's not to say like if it's freezing cold outside, we shouldn't stand outside naked. You know what I mean? Although some of us are like, oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But it does mean that like if you are stuck, look around and say, am I stuck because comfort is what is navigating my journey?
Yep.
Because no matter what, growth is going to require some influence of pain and suffering. It just is. Even when we're kids, little kids, we have growing pains, physical pains from growing. As we get older, those physical pains ultimately transform into mental, right? It becomes like a mental suffering when we're trying to learn, and failure becomes a part of our life. So why don't you walk me through what your morning routine looks like?
On a good day, right? Like I wake up at 5 a.m. I do a little bit of breath work. You know, I try to say some affirmations, or I just try to stay away from my phone, right? So like one of my things is 8 o'clock at night, every night I put my phone in the other room. So I don't touch it when I'm in bed, and I don't touch it the first thing when I get up. So I don't touch my phone until I'm leaving. So I'll wake up and I'll make sure I have breakfast. I used to be, you know, like a fasting guy, but I like to take my vitamins and my greens in the morning, and I feel like I can't take those on an empty stomach. So it forces me to try to get a little bit of protein in and a little bit of fuel for the day. Because once I start running around like all day, sometimes I'll skip a meal, like if I don't plan out my day. So I try to just like look at my calendar in the morning and plan out my day, or just like know what I have to do and be like, okay, like here's my meal for the afternoon. Like, right? And like kind of just get organized. But it always starts with silence and like something high in protein meal in the morning and strong Americano with hot water and black. So
I want to ask you about breath work, because I've dabbled in and out of breath work. You know, I think that people think breath work and meditation are the same thing. The truth is that they're different. I think you can do them together. It's kind of what I've just recently started doing my breath work as my meditation, because I've seen awesome effects from breath work. But they are different, right? Like in meditation, you know, I think advanced meditation specifically, you are in breath work, you're actually paying attention to your breath, counting your breath, holding your breath at certain times, using different pressures of breath in and out. Yeah. In meditation, it's like complete nothing.
Surrender, relax, where just breath work be, can be like activation, right? Like
just be.
You're right. Warming up the body, you're opening your lungs, or right, you're stimulating something.
Totally.
Tell me
about your breath work.
I've done like a ton of the Wim Hof stuff. I've done like a bunch of the certification stuff. So that's like a good one just for activation, like really circular breath, like getting the belly, chest, and like waking you up in the morning. So like if I was to do it, I would do that. I have an infrared sauna at my house. Like I jump in there, and then like on, I think Wim Hof's app, he has like the cold plunge thing too. It's like not a cold shower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like start at 15 seconds, you get to a minute. So like I always like try to recycle through that if I stop doing cold shower, because that's always great. And the breath work helps. It kind of like numbs your body when you hold your breath, mm-hmm. and then you have to release and do these other rounds. So if I'm gonna do the cold shower or like a cold tub, I have an ice barrel at home, I'll do that type of breath work. And that's in the morning. At nighttime, if I need to like calm down, it'll be like 3 in, 6 out, or 4 in, 8 out. So it'll be like mm-hmm. more like slower breath to mm-hmm. like calm my heart. Whereas in the morning, it's more activation. It's like circular, so fast breath. Yeah, yeah, like really diving into it.
In the beginning of the pandemic, I was introduced to Wim Hof for the first time, really. I mean, I'd heard about him, but I'd never really like attempted. And so in the pandemic, in the beginning, we had a lot of time on our hands. It was like the first time I was like actually home, like all day trying to figure out, you know, how to start this business, Creatures of Habit. And so a buddy of mine was like, hey, let's do Wim Hof together every morning. So he would call me up and we would do Wim Hof together every morning. And I don't think that I've ever experienced like when you hold your breath after 30 to 40 pretty intense breaths, when you hold your breath for 3 to 4 minutes, the experience is very unique.
Yes.
I don't know if you can recreate that feeling. Similarly, the feeling that I get after being in my cold plunge for 5 minutes, like walking out of the cold plunge immediately, that feeling when I dunk my head and pull my head out and step out of the cold plunge every single day, that feeling is untouchable.
Yep.
And so those two feelings together, like cold plunge and pretty intense breath work, are really like they're affecting mental, physical, and spiritual, you know, experience. And so I also love doing different kind of breath work in the morning and in the evening. I have a transitional breath work thing that I do every single day. I pull into my driveway at 5:55 most days. I get in the car at 5:30 from work, pull into the driveway. And I've just figured out that like transitioning from work energy to home energy is really important to me. Because I could walk into my house with my wife and kids and bring that sort of intense work energy in there, and nobody wants to be around me. And by the way, like, I probably don't want to be around anyone because I'm still intense. I'm still stuck there. So I do that sort of that 4-7-8 breath in the car. I'll do that for 5 to 10 rounds. I'll do these like double inhales, long exhales. So I love breath work, man. What are a few habits that you do throughout your day or throughout the week that help you just be better? Like a couple of cues.
I think my biggest thing is time blocking. I think like with so much going on and I'm like the ADD poster child and I can't sit still, like I need to be like, this is all I'm doing during this time. Like if I'm in the gym, I'm in the gym. And if I'm in the gym like for a workout, I have that hour, I'm like focused on getting a really good workout. I'm not getting distracted by my phone or like anything else. I'm not thinking about anything else. If I'm training jiu-jitsu or training fighters, like I'm just training them or I'm training myself. And then when I'm at the real estate office, I'm just doing that. Like, cause you can have long days but not productive days, right? Like where I'm like, sometimes I go home, I'm like, what did I do today? And it's like, it was like years of that being like, I'm spending so much time doing a lot of stuff, but is it productive? And like really narrowing on like what's gonna get me further in each one of these aspects, right? So when I write like three things down that are gonna get me further or grow my fight team or do whatever it is, I focus on breaking those down and like compartmentalizing them, right? So like when I'm home, I know like I'm not home a ton because now I'm traveling a lot more with fighters, that I need to focus that time with my wife. Like, I need to fill her love tank so she's not giving me a hard time during the day. So, like, I come home and I turn my phone off. And people know that they're not going to hear back from me until, like, 4:30 in the morning the next day when I wake up, right? Like, so if they text me at 8, 8:30, like, I'll always wake up and I'll have, like, 15, 20 texts. But they know I'm most likely that that's, like, a boundary I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helps me. I think it's just, like, that's probably the biggest thing, you know?
Yeah, I've also learned to love the time blocking, and some people would say that it's because I schedule everything.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that is, for me, similar to you, like, if I'm doing something, I want to be able to focus on it. And if every morning I sit down with a planner, so if my journal is like a journal planner, and I literally time block every 15 minutes of the day. And so my assistant thinks I'm nuts because every 15 minutes of the day is actually accounted for. And if it's free time, I write free time.
Then you don't feel guilty about taking
a
break or getting coffee or BSing. Like, yeah, I do the same thing. So I just use Google Calendar and I like share it with my wife. I share it with her. But I have like the stuff that's consistent. And then I know when I have time for other things. And I heard something a long time ago that was like, if it's not on your schedule, it doesn't exist. So like, I make sure I just schedule everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, all right, if it's not there. And I try to put things in advance and let my wife know in advance. Because I've always been known to like last minute be like, hey, I have this trip to like for a fighter next, like in 2 days. And she's like, you're just springing it on me. So like the sooner I know stuff now, the sooner I like put it in the calendar, the sooner I let her know, then it's like I'm not springing things on her.
Yeah, I mean, so. It's a great one because I have the same problem.
I think
just busy people in relationships tend to have, you know, it's hard to bring your significant other up to speed with everything that you've got going on. But I had Rob Dyrdek on the podcast not long ago, and he actually, it's pretty amazing what he does because he's taken it to a whole nother level. He writes his wife an email every single morning telling her what he's doing. You know, there'll be moments, I'm sure you have the same moments, where I'm like on a call, my wife overhears me talking about something I've got to go do. And she's like, really? You're going to be in California? And I'm like, babe, it's so hard to, you know. And she's like, yeah, but you know, it would be great to know these things.
Sometimes it's just tough because you want to come home after a long day and just like not have to touch on it because you don't want to like disrupt the peace.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, I'm actually going to a fight like in a few days.
But then it
kind of gets like, oh, now it's like too close. Now it's like, oh man, should I say something?
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, my wife was like at my gym running on a treadmill and she heard one of my fighters talking to another coach like, yeah, I'm fighting next week. When's Rich flying in? And she was like, you're going to, you know, Florida next week? And I was like, I didn't know if the fight was confirmed. You know, like, mm-hmm. tried to, like, downplay it. But, yeah.
Is she so you share your calendar with her?
I have it on all my stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't share it with her, but I think I should, and I need to. And that way she doesn't ask me, like, hey, where
that's
are you going
today? I honestly, like, I think that that's like, a really good solution. You know, like, if you're a busy person, you're in a relationship with a person that you love and trust, you know. I mean, I know that chances are my wife wouldn't look at it, but it would give me the opportunity to be like, babe, what do you mean, man? You're on the calendar. On the you know what I mean? It's on the cal.
I love that.
What does a wind down routine look like for you, like at the end of your day?
I like watching mindless TV, so I don't have to think. So like whatever shows on Netflix, shows on Prime, like movies, like I just come home and kind of like mindless shut it down. Usually just like touch base with the wife, play with my dogs, and put my phone away. I think if my phone's close to me, I'll scroll or respond to emails, and then like my head kind of drifts, and then it can keep you up. But usually, like I'm in bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I mean, I'm old now, and I just feel like if I'm up at 4:30 and I'm running wild, by time like when I pull in the driveway, like the tank's empty.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get in, I'm like, you know, and I try to like save a little bit in the tank for my wife to like ask her how her day is, rather than just like be mute, you know, because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm giving a lot all day to my fighters, my agents. I just feel like I'm always leading.
Yeah.
So like sometimes I come home and I'm like, man, do I not have anything to give to her now? You know, so I always want to like try to save that at night and then spend some time with her, try to eat something healthy.
Do you guys eat dinner at the same time roughly every night?
Yeah. Usually I'll pick it up or I have meals delivered or we'll order something and try to eat together.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand rooted in functional nutrition. The protagonist is a superhuman, incredibly delicious instant and overnight oatmeal blend developed to feed your body the most optimized blend of vitamins, minerals, and macros. With premium oats, 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, a probiotic, and digestive enzymes in each pouch, you will never have to think about what to eat for breakfast, pre-workout or post-workout meal, or a healthy meal any time of the day in a pinch. Made 4 simple and convenient ways. 1, just add hot water. 2, overnight in the fridge. 3, add to a delicious smoothie or simply put in the microwave. Take the stress out of worrying about what to eat for a healthy and delicious way to kickstart your day. And if you fast, this is the perfect meal one as it delivers wellness, satiety, and delicious flavors. Pop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That's creaturesofhabit.com with a K, creaturesofhabit.com, and put in promo code KOHPOD20 for 20% off your first order.
I just want to touch on a few more things before we close this thing up. Nutrition is a big deal. Anybody that's trying to be an elite athlete or elite in anything, you need the right fuel for your system. What is a typical meal look like for you? Let's just say Wednesday lunch.
Usually high quality protein, some sort of greens and some sort of like complex carbs, right? Like just to kind of fuel me. Usually I have like oatmeal in the morning, Creatures of Habit, right? Some protein in there and some fruits. Some days, like if I'm traveling or eat late, then I'll probably fast in the morning just because I feel like I'm a little bit heavier. And then I'll have something like in the afternoon, which will be more like breakfast type. But I'm always trying to get like, you know, 40 grams of protein in the morning.
In the morning.
And I feel like in the morning, if I don't have an oatmeal with a scoop of protein and I do like the eggs, eggs only don't have a ton of protein in them. So you have to have a lot of eggs. So I'll usually have like eggs, fruit, and maybe a protein shake. Or I'll save the protein shake for after I work out. I usually try to get to the gym at like 5:30. That's like my time to lift.
What percentage of being a coach of some of these elite fighters, how much of an emphasis do you put on their nutrition?
I'm starting to now, because I think like when we're younger and we're athletes, right, we're talented and we can get away with, you know, our athleticism can get us to such a different level. And I think for MMA, it's different because people almost have this like last meal syndrome. Right, like they know they're gonna have to cut weight soon, so they're like, let me enjoy this. Like, I want to enjoy this meal because it might be my last meal until I have to start cutting weight again. So they like indulge. So I'm trying to get people more locked in on like tracking their food and like understanding what they're putting in their body for recovery. They'll train better and they'll stay at more like a leveled weight, so their weight cut's not going to be as bad. So I'm starting to put a lot more emphasis on it.
My experience with it, and that, I mean, just obviously bodybuilding competition, it's all nutrition. You know, like training is a given,
yep.
But what you eat determines success and failure. And I do believe that that goes for almost any thing in life.
Yep.
What we put into our body is ultimately what makes up our fiber. It makes up who we are. Right. And so, you know, I for someone like you who trains these elite athletes that need to perform at the highest level, I would imagine that nutrition plays like a big role.
Yeah. A lot of the top level, like Valentina and some of these other fighters, like Calvin, I was just with in Vegas. The UFC like has nutritionists. They have like supplements set up for them. They like really help them track. It's more getting the guys that are just starting off. Who are just like, I want to be in the UFC, I want to be a fighter, and they just like show up and train and like, I want to fight. It's more getting, it's hard to get them to like be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
It's first
hard. Why do you think that is though? Why do you think it's hard to get people to be disciplined around nutrition?
Because I think it's lack of knowing, right? Like, I think we grew up, I did, like my parents never were like, you have to eat this, this, or this. And I feel like until I was – old enough to be like, man, I'm feeling my age. And and I'm still training with high level black belts. I'm still training my fighters. I'm 42 years old. And like, I know if I go out and have a drink, I'm gonna feel it. So like, I don't even like to drink anymore. Like it just, it, I don't get any benefits from it. Mm-hmm. So like, I know if I'm like gonna eat really bad, I'm gonna be like, oh man, tomorrow I'm gonna be slow. I'm not gonna feel good. So like, I know what it does for me. So now that I, as I'm getting older, I wish I knew this and was able to be this mature and disciplined when I was younger. So I think it's just like trying to get these younger athletes to create, to like realize that they need to be professional in like all areas of their life.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to hit those goals. Hey, you could be mediocre in anything you do, right? But if you want to be elite, you need to do like everything you do needs to be elite. It's like, what's that saying? Like
how you do anything is how you do everything.
Yep. Yeah. So like, you know, I was a big procrastinator. I'm a guy that like comes home and like throw my sweatshirt on the floor in my bathroom and my wife will be like, you gotta pick that up. Like, and then, you know, like years and years go by and you start like creating these little habits. Maybe it's just like, you know what? I'm not gonna throw my shirt on the radiator or like on the couch. I'm gonna fold it and put it away.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And then you start doing it and you're like, man, it feels better. Right. And my wife's like love language is just like, it's cleaning. Like, you know, like if I clean up after myself and do the dishes, like it's going to be a good night. Right. So I think like just taking that little extra step to be like, all right, let me put my shoes under there or let me clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, it's almost so natural for me to just like take my hat off and throw my like sweats and like, you know, and she started just like taking my stuff and she would pile it in my bathroom. I had like a brand new like Ragabones like shirt and it would be like on the floor. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, you're gonna have to learn to like put it away.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'd be madder, but then I'd be like, all right, well, I guess she's right.
You know, I have a saying that if you open up someone's closet, how that closet looks tends to paint a good picture of how that person thinks.
Yeah.
You know, and for years I had a nightmare of a closet. And
don't look at my car.
You know, I one habit that I love that I really, really do try my absolute best to sustain every single day, and it's a little mantra that I say to myself, leave it the way you want to find it. Leave it the way you want to find it.
That's good.
And it's basically, it forces me to, like if I'm at the office and I've got my water jug, I've got a coffee cup, I've got my phone charger, I've got a few different things lying on, you know, on the desk that, you know, if I walked into that in the morning would generate stress and anxiety because I'd be like, oh God, it's like messy, it's not clean, it's not like I want to walk in and I want it to feel good. And so I've implemented this thing probably about 3 or 4 years ago, partly due to my wife being like, bro, what are you doing?
Lock it up.
You know, so like I really do say it, and I use my office as like a daily reminder, and the people that I work with see that every single day, everything on my desk when I get up to go is perfect. And it's not about perfection for me. It's about setting myself up for success so that I know when I walk back in there, like I have a gym in my garage. If I left my gym like shit when I was done working out, I'd come in the next day and I'd be like, oh my God, I gotta pick up all this crap. And so leaving it the way you wanna find it has been such a good mantra for me. And one of the most important habits I think that I've implemented over the last 3 to 4 years that has really helped me feel better. Because when we walk into a clean, awesome environment, we're just gonna feel better.
You feel better.
You know what I mean? It's just that simple.
That's one thing I need to work on more. I'll be honest and transparent about that. Like, I feel like sometimes, like even leaving the gym, I'll leave like boxing pads out and I'll walk by and be like, someone pick them up later. And it's like, I've been trying to switch that. Like, no, take the extra effort, put it away now, clean up, tidy up. Like, you want people to re-rack the weights and like, so be a good example. So I think it's like also being a leader, like people see you and they watch you. So it's like, make sure that you set a good example.
You can get home from work, walk to your closet, and like look in there and be like, oh shit, I'm not gonna hang this thing up, I'll do it later. Yeah. And you just kinda like drop your shit.
I did it last night. I think I wore this last night and I put it like on the nightstand and I just got up in the morning and was like, all right, let me shower, I'll just throw this on.
Yeah.
Cause it was like early this morning, it was like 4:30 and I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to the podcast in this. You know, like
the thing that I've noticed though is to hang it up and to fold my, like take my pants off and fold it takes no more than 20 seconds. Literally.
It's not much effort.
20 seconds. Not much effort at all. However, the 1 to 2 seconds that it takes to drop the pile, after a week of that, it takes maybe 10 to 15 minutes to get through that pile to bring your closet
back. And as
back
it gets bigger, the
go.
More you like want to ignore it. You're like, oof.
It's a metaphor for life, man. Yep. It's a metaphor for life. You know what I mean? So like the mantra for me of leave it the way you want to find it is so powerful because I'm like, yo, man, do I want to continue to stack these bad decisions, stack these bad decisions, stack these bad decisions? Ultimately, I'm going to have to face it. I'm going to have to pick up the clothes, put the hanger in, make space on the, you know what I mean? Like I'm going to have to do it or else, you know, there's going to be nothing hanging and everything's going to be on the floor and I'm not going to be able to find anything.
Yep.
And soon enough, they're going to rot. You know
and
what I mean?
You have to rewash it and it's just like a bigger process.
I always finish the podcast with a question that I think could be over the last, whatever, 6 months that I've been doing this specific podcast, some of the most valuable answers we've gotten in this last question. You don't have to do what you do, man. You don't have to fight the good fight every day. You don't have to put energy and time and passion into the fighters that you coach. You don't have to have a real estate business. You don't have to commit to a woman and call her your wife and be a good guy that way. Like, you choose to do these things every single day.
Yeah.
Why?
I have a heart for people. Like, I want to serve people and I want to help people. So I feel like as the more I learn, the more I want to give, right? And so I get more fulfilling out of that, right? So like, it's not chasing money. I always say like fear, chasing fear and chasing faith, right? So like when I chase fear, I'm like, where's the next deal? Where am I gonna make money? And I'm looking at people transactionally, but when I'm living in faith, I'm living for people and I'm like having those conversations to ask them about themselves, not about me. And this is more fulfilling than this, right? So if I'm living in faith and I'm living for people and I actually genuinely have the intentions to want to help people, that's when I feel at my best. So why I do it, that's it. You know, like I love when people are like, man, that really helped me. Or I see like you put a smile on someone's face or they're doing better because of something that you did. And I think that's like the biggest price or biggest payday you can have. So when I see someone win a fight and I'm a part of it in any aspect, like, that's fulfillment to me.
Richie, yeah. This was awesome, man.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you so much for taking the time, dude. Yeah. Lots and lots of value. I really appreciate it. Where can people follow you?
Richie Van Houten on Instagram. I have a gym. I'm opening up a new one called Culture. Opening up in December, new space, and then even larger space in another year. So just continue to try to learn, grow, and keep habits in my life and bring people along with me.
You're the man.
You are too.
Guys, I'm sure you got a bunch of value out of that. I know I certainly did. Richie's the man. And if you want to learn how to throw a punch, if you want to learn any technique boxing-wise, follow this man on social media. He is offering nothing but value in a bunch of different arenas on his platforms, but specifically in boxing, fight training. He breaks it down really in a really easy to understand, palatable way.
And there you have it, folks. I hope we delivered some valuable content for you to implement into your life on a daily basis. Please remember that our habits have the power to make us or break us. Replacing bad habits with great ones is the answer to living a life of happiness, optimism, and high performance. We are capable of achieving anything. We all have what it takes to give it all we've got. Commit to one great habit each day and truly commit and watch how everything in your life starts evolving from good to great. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review that will help us grow this podcast, bring on more amazing guests, and continue to deliver invaluable content on a weekly basis. Lastly, please share this podcast with any friends or family that you think might appreciate it. And always remember, want plus do equals have. Until the next one, fam, peace.